National Association of Scholars calls for universities to cut administrative bloat. By Tom Sikata on May 8, 2020. The National Association of Scholars, a nonprofit advocacy group for American professors, has called on universities and colleges to cut back on administrative bloat before they accept federal coronavirus relief. American universities and colleges added approximately 500,000 highly paid administrative jobs between 1987 and 2012. A report recently published by the National Association of Scholars asks universities and colleges to respond proactively to the financial burdens imposed by the ongoing Chinese virus pandemic. Breitbart News reported in 2019 on an analysis by the New England Center for Investigative Reporting which revealed that American universities and colleges had drastically increased the number of administrators between 1987 and 2012. In fact, as many as 500,000 administrative positions were created in that time period. Although the National Association of Scholars concedes that some coronavirus relief may be necessary, they urge universities to cut administrative bloat and affirm American principles of freedom before accepting federal aid. 1. They must significantly reform their unsustainable finances, above all by immediately reducing administrative overhead by 50% or more. 2. They must adhere to American principles of freedom and avoid activities that threaten the American national interest. The organization argues that American higher education has exploited students by charging exorbitant tuition prices that have been justified by an ever-expanding class of administrators. The report claims that more than 50% of higher education's payroll costs now go to administrators. For far too long, American higher education has exploited the hopes of students and their families, as well as the goodwill of legislators and the American public. Millions of Americans have been plunged deeply into insupportable debt in order to fund huge increases in college administrative costs over the last 30 years. Administrative positions, including non-instructional staff, now consume more than 50% of higher education payroll costs. At the same time, colleges and universities offer a trivialized curriculum marked by animosity to America. Our country deserves much better, and we can get it. Breitbart News reported in April that the University of Southern California will accept $20 million despite its $5.5 billion endowment. The university claims that the aid will go directly to students that are struggling as a result of the Chinese virus pandemic. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates.